What's up, Dojo fans? It's your boy Bruce Leroy, and I am back on the scene with bringing back the 3D Dojo Gaming Podcast. And today's topic is, how was my Steam Fest experience? Was it good or was it bad? Check it out. Let's get straight on into it. All right. So first thing first. So let me just say, it was wild. All right. So for those that are just following, you know, my journey into the game dev world. We debuted our new project, which is called The Paperboy. Yes, we are on Steam and it has been live. So I opted into the October Steam Fest, my first fest ever, and I want to let you guys know what my overall experience was. Was it good or was it bad? Was it mixed feelings about it? So all the good information, I'm going to drop it right here for you. So let me first say, it was wild, all right? So when I say that it was wild, I mean just the personal experience of it was kind of nutty. So, and the story is going to get interesting. Right? Just stay in tune for that. So the first thing is, so when you opt into the Steam Fest, you kind of get two special streams, right? So the two special streams is kind of like, you know, Steam is kind of like throwing you in the forefront and everything like that. So it gives you like two special streams where you can kind of go in, and then you will be like, they will host you into the personal audience that anybody that is watching Steam Fest. All right. So let me first say this. Let's start off from the top. All right. So the top is going to get like, So The first day, we're about to get into the stream, right? So I'm getting prepared for the stream. I'm learning. I'm trying to get into Steam, making sure I got everything set up. So I got the game set up. It's launching right. Everything's right. I done got past that point. And let me also say that trying to get your game on Steam is a headache. All right. Anybody that is trying to get into Steam or wanting to get into creating their own video game, regardless, you got a little small company, whatever. Listen. The homework is real because there's no upfront information. It's all documents, and you're not going to see it coming. Like, the gatekeeping is interesting, which is going to be a separate topic a little further down the line, right? So I made sure all that was good. So now we're getting close to Steam to the day Steam Fest happened. So I had to go on my on the back end, select my specific days that I wanted to stream. So what I did was, I didn't want to stream on the first day of Steam Fest. I kind of wanted to do the next day. You know, I want to let everybody else get their little bugs out, gonna come in. I'm gonna come in the back end, you feel me, and come in hot. At least that's what I thought. Right? So then next day come, Steam Fest hits. Next day come. So, and in that day, I'm getting prepared. This whole day, I'm psyched up. I'm making sure the game is okay, making sure everything is fine. I'm checking my mic, checking my headphones, making sure everything is all good and set and ready to rumble, right? So, I kid you not, though. I kid you not, right? So, I'm going to say, 20 minutes. In 20 minutes or 30 minutes before my time actually is about to come up to us for me to start streaming. And by the way, in Steam Fest, they show you, if you go to Steam Fest, like the actual event, they show you by time who is going to be streaming at what time. Right. So that's when I seen my name. I seen the Paperboy. Everything's going up like, OK, I'm about to stream at this specific time. So 20 to 30 minutes prior. Out of nowhere, I'm on the game, everything is fine, I'm checking it, and out of nowhere, boom, lights turn off. So I'm like, oh, okay. I figured like, oh, we just had like a little, little power outage, a little something, nothing serious. I just thought like the lights flickered and came back on. That happens sometimes, right? Mind you, This is like my, I just brought, we just brought this house, right? So I didn't even get a chance to celebrate that, by the way, because so many things have been happening. So yeah, your boy has brought his first house. So yes, cheers to that. You know what I'm saying? Cheers to that. But we let's get to the nitty gritty though. So now lights turn off. So in the midst of the light turning off, like, okay, I'm not saying nothing, like, okay, maybe it's going to come back on. You know what I'm saying? Everything's going to be fine. And I'm looking around, trying to make sure everything's good. And I've checked the time. Like, okay, time's like, I got like 20 so minutes left. Like, okay, it's going to come up. It's going to come up. And then out of nowhere, I kid you not, I get a text from the electric company saying that we have a power outage in the entire neighborhood. Mind you, this is my first house. Since we've been in this thing, which literally has been, it is, I think at that point it had to have been like a month and some change, almost 2 months, which it still haven't been that long ago. Like it was October. So the power outage, I seen that, and now I am going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like literally I'm going crazy because like, okay, this is my first stream. And then I just talked to the Steam developers and they was like, yo, you can't miss the stream because then, you know, you can kind of get flagged. I'm like, oh shoot, like I'm about to get flagged in this thing. Now I'm about to, and then I'm missing the stream. So the following that may, whatever that thing may come in, like, yo, I am going ham. So I'm like, okay, you know what I'm gonna do? All right, I'm like, okay, all right, bro, all right, Roy, don't trip. What to do? So I got a clear mind, like, okay, you know what? The coffee shop. Head to the coffee shop because the coffee shop, one, they got internet, and the internet usually be jumping. You know what I'm saying? Then you know what? I might not be able to do it on a big boy computer, but I can do it on my laptop. So I thought. We had, my wife came with me. She's already know the boy is like head of, like I'm going crazy. So she's trying to keep me calm. We go to the coffee shop, run to the coffee shop. There's like the nearest coffee shop, like right up the street from us. So we go to the coffee shop, right? And blood, like, oh my God. So the boy hit the coffee shop and how about the coffee shop is closed? I'm like, yo, for one, let me say this coffee shop is not closed ever. Like, besides like Pacific times, you know, Pacific time is kind of closed. And I think at that time, I want to say I went there at 3 o'clock. I think that's kind of around the 3 range. I went there, but it was closed. Man, listen. That's when the panic started really happening. Cause I'm looking at the time, like, yo, I'm about to miss my stream. So then after that, I'm like, okay, what can I do? What can I think, Roy? Think. What I thought of, I was like, you know what? The library can get me right. The library could get the boy right. So then we packed up, boom, shot off, and we went to the nearest library, which was like, I think it was like 10 minutes from where we was right now. And I also want to say, this library has been open late night, okay? 100% straight, nothing. This is actually like, and this library is fresh, like real fresh. I pulled up to the library. And I could not help but notice that the parking lot was empty. Bam. The parking lot was empty. Bro. Yo, when I say, oh, I was mad in the skit, because I can't say the actual cuss word, so I'm going to say skit instead of mm-hmm. Listen. Live it. I was so heated, and then we walked to the door, right? We walked to the door of the library. And in the door of the library, it says closed for renovations. Bruh, dog. Like, listen, I'm talking about every hood, every slang, every vibe I ever been on in my life was coming out that moment, fool. Like, I ain't know if I was born in the 60s, 70s, 50s, or what, 80s, 20s, like, though. All the hood vibe was coming out me, and I was ready, bro. Like, I was so heated. Well, what type of guy, Clement? I'm saying Clement instead of the word. What type of guy, Clement Place, is closed for renovations? You want to be closed for renovations right now? So, I'm gonna tell you exactly like how I felt. Like, yo, I still try to figure it out. So I try to go around in the library trying to see if I can find a spot where I can kind of get in there. It was just closed completely. And then in my head, and I already know what y'all was gonna say. It's a library. It has Wi-Fi, right? Right? Any common sense would tell me that. Wi-Fi off. And I'm looking around the entire building now because I'm like, okay, this is like a little business complex too outside of just a library. So it's like other businesses around in it. So I'm like, I'm walking around trying to see if any other business had like Wi-Fi, like, you know, a burger place. I don't care, something. Every last one, dog, is not coming through for the boy. So, and then I go to the side of the library. I see the library door open. Like, it's cracked open. Like, somebody forgot to close it. And in my head, I ain't gonna lie, I'm like, bro, I want to run up in that thing, dog, and just play my game and stream. So, actually, what ended up happening, I gave up. And, like, I'm talking about, I remember I was sitting on the sidewalk like this, literally crying. Because this is, like, the biggest moment in my life that I've been working on, because I've been working on this game for quite a while, me and my team, leading the team through this thing, and the journey has been real, which that I'm going to talk more about that as we not in this one, but in other topics. But man, it has been a journey. And the fact that I finally got a chance to get my name up there, you see all the hard work, and also be like, you know, one of the very few Black-owned game studios and developers actually put something out there and actually, you know what I'm saying, show something for us. Man, it I feel like I let everybody down, including myself, including my team. So I'm talking about, I was on the sidewalk crying. Wifey tried to hold a boy down. It was not working, bro. It was not working, dog. Like, the clan was gone. So then after that, I actually got up. I actually went back home. It stayed for the entire day. I wrote Steam on my phone, letting them know the situation. I took screenshots of like the messages that I got from the electric company telling them like, hey, everything was down, everything was, you know, not good and stuff like that. So then after that, what happened was that they actually, you know, were very sympathetic to the situation. They were very understanding, and they gave me back my stream. So now, instead of having one special stream, I had my two back. So they gave me back another additional stream. They just said I had to pick another day, and then other than that, that was pretty much like it. So now, here you go. Let's talk about day two of the stream. So you would imagine that was it. That was all the madness. No. It gets interesting. So now I get a chance to go ahead and stream again. So now my special stream is coming in. And this time I have family, friends, everybody's like tuned in, ready for it. So now the crowd is gonna be bigger now. So now I'm ready to stream. Everything is getting set up, right? So this is where things get even more interesting, especially because of Steam. This is going to be one of those cons that I'm going to talk about a little later down the line, right? So due to the con, so now my stream comes up, and then, like I said, you see a list in the event of who's about to stream, everything like that. And I couldn't help but notice, even for myself, is that when I was seeing other people's streams coming up, it was two things that I noticed. That one, you can see their demo video right at the loading part of that stream. And I'm like, how they get a demo video up on the thing, and I don't got it. So I literally had to do extra homework on it, because, like, again, Steam does not give you nothing in the forefront, okay? You have to research that or learn from trial and error, because there's no real video talking about this or showing you how to actually set up Steamworks, because that's what you go as, you're a publisher, and set up the game, set up everything. There's no walk through with that. There's like an outdated video made by Steam to show you that, and it's nothing to do with what's actually about to happen. I'm talking about. So then after that, I actually figured out how to do it. You basically get like a YouTube video. You had to upload a demo to YouTube, get the YouTube link and put it in the actual description, and a certain part of the description that has like a YouTube tab, and it kind of throws it up for you, and then you can see it there. So that was one issue. Then the other issue, which had me pulling out hairs, was the fact that, so my time came on, right? So now it's time for me to go live. So boom, the boy on that thing. I hit the live, but I had to figure out how to go live, which was, that part wasn't too hard. So basically, you play a game on Steam, you see in the lower right hand corner pops up, say you can start broadcasting and stuff like that. But you have to set up the broadcast and set it up a specific way. Nutty, right? That's nutty. That's nutty number one. So after you get done setting up that broadcast, you figure everything is all good. I got a stream, right? Every time, everything's going to be okay. So now we just got to go streaming. Mind you, too, I talked to the Steam developers because we just had a conversation. They put you into like a Zoom call. Everybody's going to be on Steam Fest and tell you how to play it out. And you can ask your question from there. I remember asking those questions like, hey, so for the live, we just got to go live and then that's pretty much like it. It's like, yeah, all you got to do, plus open the game up and then go ahead and just go live. I'm like, okay, so that's what I thought I had to do. Oh, listen. They playing with a real OG, bro. I ain't old, but I like to say OG because it makes me sound cool, you feel me? But they playing with the boy, man. So the Steam, so the time came, I hit stream, I found out how to live broadcast on Steam. So I'm live broadcasting on Steam, and then once you do that, you have like a separate window panel that you can have on the, like on the right hand side, and like on a different window, and you can see, like, you know, you can see you streaming, and you can see you had like watching, some people watching, or you see like on the further right hand side, you can see someone make comments and ask questions and stuff like that. So in the midst of doing that, all I know is my wife comes in and she was like, "Bae, it's not streaming." I'm like, "What you like? It's not streaming? You trying to tell me I'm not live?" And she's like, "Yeah, it's not. Like, you're okay, like you're live, but you're not live." So I'm looking at my screen. It says I'm live, but I look on the actual Steam Fest event. I'm not live because we can't help but notice that some people on there, right? And I think I definitely wasn't the only one having this problem, is that people, there was some people who just had their event, and there was some people that right under their event, it say now live. And mine wasn't the one. So I'm like, oh my God. So they had, I'm not streaming. I'm streaming, yes, but I'm not streaming on the actual platform properly for people who could actually see it. Like, I'm streaming privately. This is where it gets stupid, right? This is stupid. So after this, right? So I'm stressing again. Cause mind you, I just had a big problem happen. And I can't write Steam again and say, hey, like, the shiznick is wrong. Like, the shiznick is not working out, right? We need to do something. I can't do that no more because I already played that card and they already gave me another stream. So I can't come to them again like, hey, yo, this, you know, the skit hit the fan. Y'all like how I'm using these words so I can kind of like not use profanity? We used to do that junk all the time when we was kids. Me and my brother, we used to do that. And I'm telling you, it used to get my dad hot. But yeah, so after that, we had what it turns out to be is that you have to stream using the stream key. So even though you can stream on the actual Steam platform, but for the event, you need the actual key because they do give you a key. So you need to do it on like Steam Labs or OBS or something like that. I have Steam Labs. OBS kind of already has one set up, but see, now it was kind of harder for me to figure out because when you go into Steam Labs has like this login, and inside of the login, you can walk into your platform, but none of the platform of the login has Steam. It's always like YouTube, Twitch, and another platform that I'm not really familiar with, to be honest. I'm not really familiar with that platform. But you know, you can log into Steam, not Steam. You can log into YouTube, Twitch, and stuff like that. So there was no Steam. So you had to go in there, and mind you, I'm like, as I'm trying to figure all this stuff out, I'm like 30 minutes into the no show. Like, I'm stressed. I want you to hold on to the stress level as I'm trying to figure all this stuff out. So how what ended up actually happening is that you need to go inside, set up the stream key manually, and then after that, you have to, and then after that, it's still not done. So you can't just go and hit live. This is why I say the gatekeeping that Steam has in there, and I'm going to talk about it a little down, which is the big con, but I think it's nutty. So you have to basically give yourself permission 3 times to stream on Steam. You have to set up the stream, give your permission on there. Then you have to get your key, go to a specific stream section, which is like the special events. And before you do that, right, I skipped the process. You have to go into Steamworks, go into the back end, and then you have to make yourself an admin on the broadcast, to broadcast. Which to me, wow, I am the admin. I'm the man. You feel me? I'm that guy. You feel me? So, but I still need to put myself in. So I had to put myself in that and to say that I am allowed to broadcast, basically. Do you think that would be done? No. So then there's another step you have to do is go to the special stream, and then you have to give yourself permission to stream. Ain't that something? We already established this 2 steps ago. But you want me to establish it again and then give myself permission. Hey, can you believe that? That's like me coming into my own company and saying that, hey, I need permission to use the bathroom in my own skit. You feel me? Like, so that was stressful, right? I'm talking about I wanted to hit him with yeah, you feel me? But I tried my best to make the stream. So after I did all that, I hit the stream. And then as soon as I hit the stream, then everybody was messaging like, hey, it says live under the event. So I'm like, oh, the boy's in. So now I'm trying to hurry up and I'm trying to woosah, get myself together. And then so I can be like, okay, took a good breath, then hit the live, and then I opened up, and boom, we was knee deep into the game. So then in that part, it was a When I say it was a difference, it was a big difference. I say as soon as I started streaming, no kidding, my one view instantly jumped up to 60, 200, 300, 400, even and then up to 7. Mind you, I'm already like I done wasted like 45 minutes trying to figure out what the hell going on. So after that, you know, I'd use that time to, you know, explain the game, what the game was about, showcasing the game, how the functionality be it. And then even then I had people interacting with me, you know, messaging and stuff like that. So after that, I would say it was somewhat successful after we kind of got it right. Right. So then after that, we actually ended up ending the stream. Right. So that was kind of like my day one. And listen, right off the bat, my experience, stressful, right? As you can tell, stressful. Stressful because of life of the experience, but also stressful because of Steam. Steam, listen. Y'all know what y'all doing, man, right? Y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all messing with a real RN, you feel me? Y'all messing with me, you feel me? You're trying that. See, because y'all got gatekeeping going on, but y'all got 2 separate type of gatekeeping. Y'all gatekeeping to get on the actual platform, and you got the gatekeeping for the actual throwing in the forefront. I know about you now. I know about you. So let's get back into it. But after that, right? So that was the first one. That's how that kind of went out. And then now we're approaching up into the last stream, right? So the last special stream goes on. So now everything at this point now is set up. Like everything is good. Like there's nothing could go wrong now. or at least that's what we, you know, at least is what I thought. All right, I'll tell you about it. So now we on the last special stream. I think I set mine up I think I set mine up one day before the last day of the October Steam Fest. So after that, I went ahead and we did the last stream. So now everything's good, everything's set up. So now this time I'm going to stream, but this time it's gonna be for the full hour. Mind you, also too, I forgot to mention earlier on, the special streams are all 1 hour long. So that's pretty much like that. So it's all 1 hour long. Then after that, I started the stream. And as soon as the stream started, I got straight into a knee deep. You feel me? Go straight into that thing. So yeah, this is a paper boy. This is what's going on. This is a functionality. This is a welcome to stream. This is who this is. Now let's get back into the game. So like I'm talking about, I'm having a blast. Like I'm hitting all the right stuff. I'm saying all the right thing. The boy doing what it do. You feel me? Like everything's going lit right now. So now we get to the gameplay, right? So now we get to the gameplay. Now this is when things start getting loose, right? So at this time, as I've been building up, teaching about the game, stuff like that, I haven't actually got a chance to actually like play the game like for myself and like try to get like my points up. So for people that's not too familiar with the Paperboy, make sure you go on Steam, look up the Paperboy, that is DA Paperboy, and you'll start seeing what I'm about to talk about. So in the game is actually like a survival game, right? So where we generate points by hitting safe zones, or in this case mailboxes, but I like to call them safe zones because that's what they are. And then if you miss a safe zone, damage a piece of property, you know, a homeowner comes chase you, or thus the neighborhood watch. So now, but you also, obviously you generate points. Is the whole purpose of the game is to generate points and dodge neighborhood watch. And at that time. So after doing that, I was playing the game. Everything's time. Now it's time to play. And I want to start, hey, we're going to try to get to the highest score. As I started to play the game, mind you, I played this game, right? I played this game. Everything is fine. Everything is good. But for the demo, right? For the demo, my team, we did one final push for the demo. Now, in that push, I didn't technically test the game. Like, I tested it all up until that point, but we were supposed to do minor changes. At least that's what was assigned. So, I handled the entire master file so I can see what comes in and comes out. And then I looked at it. I saw some of the changes. I didn't necessarily look it further in depth into it. So I don't know what could have possibly was going on. And you're going to see what I mean by since I brought this up. So I'm riding in the game, right? So I'm on the bike. I think I'm playing Dion at the time. I'm playing Dion. I'm riding on a bike. And then out of nowhere, I was trying to dodge somebody, and then out of nowhere, boom! I runs into the fence, and when I ran into the fence, it was like the bike got stuck. So now I'm like, wait a minute, is this a bug? Dog, listen, like I was running into bugs, right? And by the time I started running into bugs, I started to panic. You wanna know why? Because I looked at the other screen and I looked at how many people were watching me play. I kid you not, I was in the 10K range. Oh my dog, you got to be kidding me. Now I'm slipping. So I'm talking about these people watch me run into bug after bug after bug after bug after bug. And it was, I have never seen these bugs before. Like, it's so crazy. I had a bug with the mail, with the fences. Every time you hit the fence for some reason, like the bike would just ride and boom. And now it was just like stuck into this non-void. And I'm in my head, like, it's like in my head, I was panicking, but at the same time, I was like dissecting what is wrong. And I'm like, oh my God, these fences must have complex collision. Like, who put complex collision on the fence? Because what's happening is like, there's a vert on the fence and the bike is hitting that vert and it's getting stuck because it has no path, the way to bounce off of it. It should be just a regular square. So that was one bug. Then I ran into another bug where I was showing the enemies, like neighborhood watching the chasers, and I was hitting the house and they was coming out proper. But then the police, I was showing, hey, there's the police in the game. You need to watch out for that. And when the police came out, them mugs started doing a robot, like they started. Like they were doing a thriller, like they were starting to do a thriller dance or something like that, and they just stopped. They wasn't running at you. They was like going in slow motion, like a zombie, and like it was so funny. But it was like I was making at this point, I was so stressed out, and I was already experiencing so much, and my emotion was like through the charts at this point. I was like, I was just making light of the situation. Like at this point, I'm poking fun at my own game, like. Yeah, look at this bug. Look, there go bug right there. That's crazy. No, he busting the Michael Jackson. What's going on here? Hey, this is how the game dev world, bro. This is how it is. Like, everything be good at home, but that's when you want to show it off. Everything going bad. It's almost like when you try to see a doctor. Before you see a doctor, you got all the symptoms in the world. But then go get to the doctor's office. Everything good now. Like, everything want to work fine. But it was not, it was a complete reverse at that point, man. So after that, so the stream's still going, by the way. Mind you, like I said, I was at 10K and like, I'm like 30, 35, 40 minutes deep in this thing now, right? So that means the number's still going up. Like these people are watching me hit bugs and I am so embarrassed. But it was going good. Like, to me, I thought it was going good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my wish list was jumping. Like, my wish list alone was jumping up 200 to 300 something just from a single day. So somebody thought it was okay. And I think I'm going to talk about this more. And it was actually making me feel good. Like, they was like, yo, keep your head up. Everything good. Oh, they were asking good questions. Like, how do certain things work? You know what I'm saying? What did you thought about that? Like, what made you think about this? It was really going good. outside of the hidden bugs that was happening. So after that, that was it. And that was like the last day of the stream. And when I say I needed that breather, bro. Like, I needed to breathe. You feel me? So after that, that concludes like how Steam Fest went as far as me streaming and showcasing the game. So how was my overall experience of Steam Fest and what Steamworks in general? I'm going to say it's definitely mixed, because I think for me the overall was good, but I'm going to say the reason why I say it was good and not just bad, because I can literally rip this thing up and like stuff that I think is completely stupid. But understanding how certain things working on the business aspect of it, I could see why Steam would kind of make certain things a hiccup than how they would do it. I wish there was more in the forefront to let you know how to make things work outside of reading documents all damn day. But, you know, it's okay. So I would say the experience was good mainly because of the people. The people, because like, you know, when you go to Steam Fest, it's all indie games, right? It's not really something that AAA is kind of just do or anything like that. It's all for indie games. So everybody goes there with the expectation, okay, this is the indie game, so you're not going to see something that's going to be like, ooh, ah, or magically delicious. But there are some games in there that has been putting in a lot of good work. There was a lot of good people that joined Steam Fest this October. A lot of good talent. So shout out to everybody that actually getting that outside of myself. And I watched some of you guys stream. You did very good. I ain't gonna lie, I was just trying to see if I was the only one that was going through it, and I see that I wasn't, and it felt very natural. And the other good experience with the people that actually joined the stream, like they were very encouraging. I was more shocked at how interested they was in the game, the interest there was for the game. Like they really wanted the game, so, and they really liked a lot of stuff, and especially knowing that this is my first video game that I created. My own title, own everything, is actually pretty awesome. Me and my team, I was able to lead a team through this thing here. Being a black game dev is already kind of rare, in case very low percentage. And then now I'm also a game studio owner, so that technically makes me an alien on Pluto. And last time I checked, Pluto isn't considered a planet anymore. So that made the experience awesome. Doing the streaming outside of the gatekeeping thing, I think the streaming on there was actually really good. Setting up the Paperboy on Steam and getting the community thing set up, that was actually pretty good. I think setting it up on Steamworks is actually a pretty good experience because it gets you to learn a lot of different things and actually gets you to change your mindset in many different aspects, let alone having people play the game. Having people play the game, because I was getting some interesting feedbacks from the demo. And you know what's crazy? This is a little off topic, but what I think is actually pretty nutty is that I had a beta out and didn't get very much feedback. I got more feedback from the demo than I did on the beta. So I think to me that was a little bit interesting, which I do hope, and I do like demos. I feel like demos need to come back because demos was great for me growing up. So I was in that era. I was fortunate enough to be somewhat a part of that era before it ended. That when the demos came out, like that was a good way of, you know, letting us know certain games are out, get a chance to play test things, especially for people who was like, you know, couldn't afford to buy brand new games at the time. Like you can kind of have a partial game for a certain amount of time and play it. I figured it'll be very good right now because people are always streaming games and just trying to find like the next thing to talk about, regardless if it's good or bad. So I think that was a really good thing to do. And I think we should bring demos back just as a commute and we'll at least ask for it. Because everything now is like, you know, kind of money driven, or, you know, you get like a beta or a private beta. And let's be real, the only people that get private betas is people that already have a big following. So it's kind of hard for the little guy to get in. So I really think we should just bring that back. So I'm probably going to do that. I'm probably going to bring the demo back again because I had to take it down. But other than that, so that was a good part. So now my negative parts about it is that Steam doesn't do, and I don't like this, I think, Steam doesn't do a very good job with telling you things in the forefront. It's always kind of like more of a trial and error, or like if you run into the thing, then you need to look up the run about it. There's not something that shows you like, hey, how to get it all set up from A through Z. It's more so you have a problem, look it up, and if you need help, then here's an article. And I kind of don't like that with a lot of things now, because I feel like a lot of things now is kind of like forums. Kind of reminds me of forums, because like right now, if you need help with a game or you need help with almost anything, you know, you don't really get a chance to talk to somebody. You just go, hey, here go a forum and look and hopefully find somebody who made a topic that was similar to your problem. And then somebody else that's not of the company is going to tell you how to solve it. And I don't really like that. But for Steam, it's not really just too many people telling you how to solve a problem. Like they have articles about it, but you have to also seek those articles out. And when I'm talking about, when you look at Steamworks articles, it's like a dictionary. You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta also take into accountability that you are developing a game, and in this game you had to already learn a heap to get to that phase in the first place. And then you're running a team, and then you gotta tell, you know, you're telling them what to do. You're making task cards. You're directing at the same time. And then now you have this whole other animal you have to understand and learn. Let alone you have over here, you have the business side. So it's definitely a lot to take in. It's not for the weak, but it does give you a lot of sense of gratitude because, like, you know, you can say you did it. And that's something that I feel like a lot of people can't say in today's world, is to say they actually did or they actually saw something through. And for me, I made a promise to my team, my company, and even my community that I made in the 3D Dojo Discord community, where we're going to have a ship title. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure that happens because I made this game specifically not for myself, but to give people like me and other people that have been discredited or not able to work on the game, get a ship title and a resume. And I just want to make a good game. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it sells a lot, if it makes good hits or anything, as long as long as people are good and they like it, that's good enough for me. So it would have been great to have Steam kind of, you know, work with you on that one, but the document thing was not good, bro. It's terrible. And also too, in order for you to really get into the forefront inside of Steam, because the Steam has like tiers, right? So in the tiers, like it goes by popularity, but it's kind of how their algorithm work. algorithm is kind of how theirs work. Is their work theirs work by popularity? So if your game comes in to play already popular, that puts you on like the first few pages where everybody can kind of see your game. So that does play a role in it. So if you come in there with heavy wish lists, then you're gonna be good to go. But if you come in there with nothing and you're trying to build from something, you're gonna have to get it out the mud. It's most cases things would be. So that part I think is kind of, you know, not cool, but I understand on the business aspect because, hey, you got to make money. So that's pretty much like my overall experience that I had on it. So outside of the headaches, and if I had to choose one, I'm going to say my overall experience was okay because we was able to see it through. We reached a lot of people. We gained a lot of wish lists just from that event alone without even having to do promoting because that was my first time actually debuting the title. We got awesome feedback. I had a feedback reached out to me. I had people reached out to me that was from that was actual art directors that was interested in like, hey, yo, give me some things that they think I should add into the game, which is pretty crazy. I mean, one of them gave me a really good feedback add in of something that I thought of that I talked myself out of. And it turns out to be something that was like a very strong addition to the game to reinforce the overall goal. And it's really you guys. Like, you guys really made it a blast. Like, I'm just seeing the feedback it was. And yeah, don't get me wrong. I got some negative things. I'm not going to say everything was 100% positive. But that's kind of how it is. Like, that's just life. You're never going to... You're always going to have one person that's going to say something negative to you that you don't know that's going to talk to you as if they know you for life. But they can't pick up a phone and call you because they don't know you that well. Or there's just going to be some people that's going to hate because, you know, one, I mean, I am this. You know what I'm saying? So there's going to be some people that's going to discredit it just in general. But the overallness of it was great and the overall feedback was great. And the changes that people wanted me to make to the game was so minor that I actually already fixed it. But I did push the date back for the game to be released, mainly because there's some things that I wanted to add to the game specifically, which we did. We do have a lot of good new additions to the game right now, which I'm going to probably put up I got to make another trailer anyway, because the trailer is like outdated. Like, there's so much that has changed in that game right now. And the way it looks and the way it plays is so nutty right now. So I'm working on a new trailer with the game. And also, too, before I get up out of here, I want to definitely say that I'm going to be making more podcast things again, because I did make a promise when I made my welcome back video that I'm going to be bringing all this stuff back. As you can see, I've already started dropping, you know, timeline videos. I got even more timeline videos coming up, especially the character ones that's going to be coming out. I think you guys are going to really like that. I'm going to be bringing back the podcast. We're talking about specific type topics and things of that nature. So if anybody in here wants to hear me talk about something, or any topics that you want me to kind of cover, hey, feel free to let me know. You can also check out my link in my description, or go to my website, which is 3ddojostudios.com, and you can also kind of go into what a podcast is overally hut at. I have some really nice content in there because the podcast is kind of dealt geared to give you the key to get into the game dev world, or even more in depth into what I'm doing. Another thing that I'm actually about to start that I'm starting to do too is I want to make you guys a part of the journey. So a part of the game, a part of what's going on, see what it looks like in the back end. And then, you might see something that'd be like, hey, Roy, I think this thing will look good into the game. You should probably implement that. And if it's within my memes, my team memes, if we can do it, then yeah, I'm going to add it in there. And also too, the game is a community game. It was basically based and made from the community. So if you are an artist or something like that, you just want to see you want to put a prop or something in the game because it may, you know, want to get your name in there. Hey, let's do that. That's fine. It's a community thing. I want to keep it that way. I want to make you guys a part of it. I want you guys to be a part of everything. Cause like, again, this is for us. This is why I'm doing it. So just let me know. So other than that, I'll be your boy. Make sure you hit the links below. Please, if you haven't got a chance to do so right now, please like, comment below if you like this type of content, or if it's something that you want me to, like a specific thing you want me to hit, or that I could have probably left out from the experience in Steam, my Steam Fest experience. Let me know. You about to get into Steam Fest? I can tell you some really good tricks. There might be another video you might want to see, like some things that I would have done better. Cause there's definitely a lot of things I would have done better and some things I would have, like, you know, I wish I know going into Steam Fest or even setting up my Steamworks account. If you guys interested in that, comment below, let me know. But right now I'm on a journey. I really want to hit my goal, which is I'm trying to obtain 100K subscribers. That's kind of my goal for YouTube. So please, you can help me do that. Please, please subscribe. Please subscribe. And also check the links out below. I got links up on everything on how to get into the community or how to wishlist the game on Steam. So please make sure to wishlist the game on Steam. Also, I got my entire build on there. So if you guys want to know what type of PC my company works with, so I built the PC specifically for the company. That link is down there with the entire build, and that is called a Berserker build. All right. Other than that, your boy Bruce out. I catch y'all later. Get it.